I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit Lowe's.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
Learner's Permit, Thursdays on my YouTube. Subscribe today.
The Night Pants Nation Tour is underway. Thank you, Arlington, for another great weekend. Cleveland, you are up next, December 9th through the 11th. La Jolla, you're right after that, December 17th through the 19th. And Austin, we're kicking off 2022 down there, January 6th through the 8th. Get your tickets now at RyanSickler.com.
The Honeydew with Ryan Sickler.
Welcome back to the Honeydew, y'all. We're over here doing it in the Night Pants Studios. I am Ryan Sickler, RyanSickler.com, Ryan Sickler on all social media. Again, the Night Pants Nation Tour is rolling. I can't thank you, Arlington, enough. We had a great weekend down in Arlington. Up next, we got Cleveland, December 9th through the 11th, La Jolla, December 17th through the 19th, and Austin, Texas, kicking off 2022 with you all down there, January 6th through the 8th. All tickets are available at RyanSickler.com. Please come out, see me. Subscribe to the email list as well. You'll be the first to know a lot of information that's going on out there. The YouTube continues to grow. Thank you. Please hit that subscribe button. We got a lot going on. 2022 is going to be a really big year. Patreon, again, this community continues to grow and grow. Thank you for your support. I love this show. We are highlighting the lowlights with y'all, and y'all have not let us down. The stories are outrageous, and you guys are very courageous for coming on and sharing your story. So if you or someone you know has that story that has to be heard, please submit it to honeydewpodcast@gmail.com. You do not need to be a subscriber to submit, and it's $5 a month. If you're in for the long haul, you get over a month free, and you're always getting the Honeydew a day early, ad-free. All right? There it is, y'all. Now, you know what we do over here. We highlight the lowlights, and these are the stories behind the storytellers. Today, very excited to have this guest on, her first time here. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Kim Congdon, y'all.
Wow.
Welcome to the Honeydew, girl.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
I'm so happy to be here. I'm excited.
I am, too. I got to actually officially meet you finally a couple weeks ago at the store.
Mm-hmm.
And but, you know, you're homies with my homies, and I knew you were a good person. So before we get into your lowlights, will you please plug, promote everything you'd like?
Of course. Yeah, I had to pull out my phone because I smoke too much weed. September 29th, I'll be at the... Well, first of all, I should say all of October, I will be in New York For most of October. I don't have show dates yet, but I will be getting those on my social media soon. But September 29th, I'm at the American Comedy Club with Sarah Weinschenk. October 3rd, I'm at the Creek in the Cave in Austin, Texas. October 4th, I am doing Death Squad Secret Show in Austin. October 1st, I will be doing Kill Tony in Austin, and October 5th through 7th, I will be at Skankfest Houston. So a lot of Texas and New York dates. If you're out, come around and see me and say hi.
And you're doing Ellis Mania, aren't you?
I'm doing Ellis Mania. They don't have a date booked or a location, but I will be fighting in Ellis Mania.
But when
somewhere
I talked
at the
you
end
last,
of November.
You didn't even have your opponent yet.
No, I don't. So
that's dangerous.
Yeah.
It really is dangerous to go sight unseen and fight anyone.
I signed up blindly. Which just goes to show where my mental health is.
I can't imagine. They could get anyone they fucking want. Any chick out there, you're like, oh man. Yeah. Well, before we get into it, let me ask
I'll be fighting Caitlyn Jenner.
God, I would fly to see that.
I would be like,
did you fight a lot as a kid or growing up? Did you?
A little bit. I mean, we would like, I thought growing up it was normal to be like get in fist fights with like your friends in the woods.
Yeah.
I thought everyone did that. But apparently, like when I say that, people are like, no, that's not normal. I've never hit anyone in my life. Whenever someone tells
me that blows me away.
When someone hasn't hit someone or hasn't been hit, I'm like, well, you need to do both.
Yeah, you need to get. I talk about it all the time. Like, even in that learner's permit series, I'm telling my stepson, like, look, bullying's not okay, but someone who checks you for running your fucking mouth or pushing a little too hard or just lets you know, hey, there's bigger, stronger out here. Careful with where you step and what you say.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a great fucking thing.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about that person kicking your ass every day. I'm talking about somebody who probably you deserved it and they fucking punched you right in your goddamn face.
I've been
face.
Checked.
You have?
You've been checked, yeah.
By...
I got like into
a,
I've got I've
a
been
stranger,
into
stranger like sister brother.
I've been into two fights.
Okay,
I've been into two fights and I've punched one guy in the face.
All right,
I'm
gonna
get canceled for this. You're not allowed to say that anymore, but I did.
You are a woman can definitely say she punched the guy in the face.
No, you can't. Not anymore.
Since when,
dude? It's just like you guys can't rape. We can't punch in the face anymore.
We were never allowed to rape.
Yes, you were.
I hear you loud and clear on that.
So yeah, I the first fight I ever got
How
in.
How old were you?
19.
All right,
or 19.
Your first fight is 19
in college,
years old in college.
Spring break.
Where are you in college?
University of Florida.
Okay.
But it's spring break. So we're driving like 6 hours. I think it was like 6 hours to Panama City.
I was just about to say, you're going to Panama City?
Of course we're going to Panama City Beach. Yeah. I'm getting on the bikini contest. I'm doing it all. By the way, I went to Panama City. Yeah, I was 19 because when I was 18, I made the mistake of bringing my boyfriend with me. That's when I did the bikini contest and it was a whole.
He was there?
He was not. I was just like on the beach with my friends and he was somewhere else with his friends. And they were like, come do this contest. You can win money. And I got second place, which is really sad.
Well, how much money did you get?
I think like $200.
That's fucking. That's
I was
a
so
lot
excited.
Of money. Yeah, that's a lot of money in college.
And I brought home the money and it caused a huge fight. I brought home the money like a fucking hooker.
Like, yeah.
I was so proud, dude. We lived in a very small town. I thought it was like the coolest thing. I thought it was like something to be so proud of. And it truly ruined spring break for us and all our friends.
Your friends too. Like it just was
ruined
ugly.
The
yeah,
rest of the time. It was constant fighting. But
what if you'd have won
year,
first? What if you'd have won first?
It would have been different. Yeah. Then I could have taken us to dinner at least. That was my first and last bikini contest.
Wait, but then you said, but the next year.
But the next year I went back again with my friend. This was a girl I was friends with in college, and this girl was a problem. I probably shouldn't have been hanging out with her. She was just loved meeting guys, a problem. And I was always like the kind of like friend that wouldn't fuck. And would be like, I would be like, she sucks. Like, your friend sucks. She don't fuck like you. My friend was like, getting trains ran on her. And I was like, that's not me. Like, I don't know. So we went to spring break and she's like, I was like, I don't have money for spring break. I'm poor. I'm in college. And she's like, it's fine. We'll figure it out. So we drive the 6 hours and we're at the beach and we're having fun and there's a concert happening. And I meet this guy on the beach. She's like off doing her own thing. Who knows? And I meet this guy on the beach and he's like flirting with me. He's super cute. I'm really excited about it. He puts me on his shoulders for the concert and we're just having fun. Like, I'm not doing anything crazy. And probably like 20 minutes into that, a girl comes up and starts arguing with him while I'm on his shoulders.
No, no.
And she's like, what the fuck are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. And then she looks at me and she's like, that's my fucking boyfriend. And I was like, oh, shit. And she takes
it. Well, my pussy's on his neck, okay?
Yeah.
My pussy's like, on the back of your boyfriend's neck.
I already peed on him, so I think it's my boyfriend.
I marked this motherfucker.
I definitely at least leaked a little. I sneezed up here twice. So then she takes a Coors Light can that wasn't open, and she just, from like 2 feet away, just chucks it at my face as hard as she can, and it smacks me in the nose. Yeah, and I don't
like
even
the
expect
twisted
it.
Tea can.
Dude, she twisted tea.
You got twisted tea. Listen.
She teed me.
No offense. Coors Light is a proud sponsor of the Honey Dude. For real. It really is.
No.
If you had to get hit with any beer.
Is it really a sponsor?
It is. Yeah, I appreciate you being a Coors Light.
That's so funny. Well, it tasted great.
that's a brick.
Dude,
that's a fucking brick. And that close?
And that close.
And where'd it hit you? Did it knock
hit me
teeth
like
out
in my
anything?
Nose
my
and in
God.
My eye. Like, knocked me in the face and it shocked me.
And
but before I had time to think, I came back up. I could take a smack. My mom's Puerto Rican. But I came back up and the dude had grabbed me by the ass and thrown me on top of her.
No,
like,
so he
was
just
sick
used
of her shit.
Like this,
yeah, to hit her.
Take this, man.
Yes. And so I land on top of her and naturally we just start fighting.
He can't hit her, so he throws you on top. What concert's playing here, by the
dude,
way? Just
no,
some random
I
shit?
I think at this point the music stops. The entire beach is like circled around us and we're fighting. And then I can feel her friend hitting me in the head with a beer bottle.
Jesus Christ.
So then someone drags me and I'm doing pretty well. At this point, I'm on top of her because I remember being like dragged by my feet off of her.
And you're in a bikini. Is she in a bikini
we're
also?
We're both in bikinis. I hadn't eaten carbs in 2 weeks. Like...
You were ready.
The year before, I knew what was up. I was like, there's money on the table out here. So I came
you
ready.
You get more. You should have charged for this. Yeah. You'd have made thousands.
Yeah. I'm sure this video's out there somewhere. I think I flashed my tits. I went out that spring break. It was truly not me. And then we get dragged away. I have like this big cut on my face. So I'm like the girl that fought on spring break. I keep seeing people all weekend being like, you're the girl that fought. But when I was getting dragged away, I got a look at the girl. I saw who she was.
You did?
I saw her face. As I was being dragged, I looked up and I remember her face. And I was like, whatever. Right? So, you know, spring break happens. We go back home.
And this is early in spring break. Like,
this is the first day.
First day, and your face is fucked up for spring break.
Fucked up. Well, not even fucked up. I have a scratch.
Are you still gonna be able to do the bikini contest? Like
no,
this?
I was like, you know what? I'm out. I'm not gonna be called Scar. You know what I mean? Like,
had to remove
yeah,
yourself.
I had to. She owes me that money, I think. So then, I
So you spotted her face, spring break's over.
Spring break's over, drive 6 hours back to UF. 3 weeks later, I go to this thing called Techno Tuesday that they would have. And if you were going to UF from the years of 2009 to 2012, you know Techno Tuesday. Everyone went. Even if you didn't listen to techno, everybody went to Techno Tuesday. It was super fun. And while I was at Techno Tuesday and I was walking towards the bathroom and I see that bitch.
No way.
The same girl that hit me. And I was pretty drunk at this point. And all I just remember is her hitting me for no reason. So I went up to her. She was waiting by the bathroom in the line outside in the hallway by the bathroom. And I just hit her as hard as I could
Fuck
in the face.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. And what happened?
And as soon as I hit her, I got fucking clocked by one of her friends.
A girl or a guy?
A girl. But let me tell you, it was, do you watch basketball?
Mm-hmm.
You know who Doc Rivers is?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if I can say this. I don't want to be sued. Anyways.
Well, she hit you.
Someone hit me.
Related to Doc Rivers?
No, not at all. I don't even think Doc Rivers has a daughter.
I don't know. No idea.
But this girl was on the volleyball team, and she fucking hit me in the eye really hard and gave me a huge black eye.
But you got yours in, though.
I got mine in, but it was not worth it for me.
Yeah.
It hurt so bad. My eye hurt so bad. I thought I was going to go blind. Like, I couldn't see out of it for a couple of days. I was like, there could be damage. You know what I mean? And I remember the girl contacted me. She found me on social media. She asked me for my number. I gave it to her. And then she called me and she was like, let's not. She was like, I didn't know we went to the same school. Let's not do this every time we see each other. And I was like, cool, I'm good with that. And that was the end of it. And that's what the two fights I was in.
Damn.
And then
both
I punched
with the same girl.
Yeah, both with the
that's
same
crazy.
Girl.
That's crazy. And in a different location, in a different city.
In a different, 6 hours
that's
away to see
nuts.
Her by a bathroom. It was like God gave her to me.
Mm-hmm. Like, here it is. It's going to cost
how,
you.
That's how God works.
Yeah.
And then I punched one guy in the face at the comedy store.
Oh, at the comedy store?
Mm-hmm.
When?
I told the story.
Are you allowed to say who?
I don't want to say
the
who.
The comic or a guest?
I think he was a comic. I don't know if he still is. He was this douchebag I was dating when I first moved to LA who was like a model trying to be a comic. And he was an asshole. And I think we were like in the middle of we were like on and off again for 9 months. And we were like in a fight currently, but both at the store drinking. And I was hanging out with my friends and he was being mean to my friends on purpose, just trying to make them uncomfortable. And then I started making fun of his comedy and people started laughing and he got really upset and he like poked me in the shoulder while he was talking to me. He was like, don't you ever, duh. Like he was like, And so I punched him.
In the face?
In the face.
Fuck yeah.
I gave him a big black eye.
Did he cry?
I punched him and a few people saw him. They're like, what the fuck? And then I just walked away. And then I was sitting in the back like just chilling. And he came by with an ice pack with the manager. And the manager was like, I think it was Richie.
Yeah.
He came back with Richie and Richie was like, who did? No, was it Richie? Maybe. I don't know. And Richie was like, who did it? And he looks me straight in the eye. He's like, I don't know, some cunt. And then he didn't sell me out, and that was the only time I punched someone. But he deserved to be punched.
Yeah,
don't poke me.
Well, that's the same thing.
You're touching me.
You're
don't
touching
touch me.
Don't fucking touch me.
Yeah.
All right, so let's dive into, I appreciate you telling me about your—
My fights?
Yeah, your fights and your aggressiveness, and I hope you do well, whoever they fucking pair you against in that. Because I really do want to go. I talked to Ellis about it, and I want to go to it.
Did he say that they're looking for someone? What did he say?
No, he said they're looking for the venue right now.
Yeah.
Still trying to lock the venue.
Yeah.
So. I got a feeling you're going to get somebody like the night before. They're going to be like, can you do this? You
good.
Know, we'll
see. Good, because I'm going to be training from now.
I know. I love it. I've been watching you out there train.
Uh-huh.
So tell me about, are you from Florida then?
I am.
All right. So mm-hmm. tell me about your family and your upbringing, because I know you've got some wild stories.
Yeah, my family is fucking insane. Have you ever seen the show Shameless?
Of course. Yeah.
They are...
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Almost... that.
Okay.
Like exactly that, but if like the house was cleaner, so you're tricked. Does that make sense?
It looks
put together,
right,
but like
it's
a mess on the inside. Like it's a nightmare. My dad is Frank. My dad's like very much Frank. Like Christmas mornings, he'd come over. My dad and my stepdad are friends.
All right. So your mom and dad were they married when you were born?
No.
Okay. So tell me about that. How many siblings do you have?
I have three younger sisters.
Younger, okay.
Two half sisters.
Okay.
And one sister with my mom and my dad.
Okay.
And then they both split up and had kids with someone else.
Okay.
So So those are the two half-sisters.
Your mom had kids with someone else and your dad had kids with someone
else.
My
mom had a kid with someone else and my dad had a kid with someone else.
Got it.
So those are my two half-sisters on each side. And then there's me and my sister from my mom and my dad.
And how old were you when they split?
Five.
Five. Mm-hmm. But they were never married or they were?
They were married,
they were.
They got divorced. They got divorced when I was five. I think they got married when I was like three or two.
Okay. But continued to have... Is your sister with them younger than you or older than you?
They got divorced, then they had my sister.
They did, okay.
You know what? All I've never even realized that.
That's why I was wondering, wait a second.
Wait a minute. They just fucked one time 5 years later?
Oh, it's 5 years difference.
Yeah.
So wait.
Me and my sister, the sister that's closest to my age is 5 years younger than me.
How about?
So they just fucked 5 years after they divorced?
But how about the kids they had with their...
That's five more years after that.
Okay. So they weren't cheating. Those kids aren't older than your five-year-old sister.
Ooh, that was close. That was close because this is kind of juicy, but that would have been like, I need to make some phone calls.
The holidays are almost here. So for all of you who are trying to figure out what to get that person who means so much to you, I've got the perfect gift. Enzo rings. These are stylish silicone rings with a soft, flexible fit. They're so much more comfortable and safer than wearing a metal ring, especially for anyone active or who works with their hands a lot. They sent me a few of these and I like them, man. These are easy. They slide on and off really easy. Look at that. It's durable. It looks good. You can't even tell. All right. So no matter what your taste are, Enzo Rings has you covered with a wide selection of stylish and fun collections like their Elements collection that has an elegant look of real metal but the benefits of silicone. Enzo Rings actually infuses real precious materials into the silicone, and you can't find that in any other silicone ring brand. There's platinum, there's rose gold, diamond, pearl, even volcanic ash, plus many more. Trust me, Enzo Rings are a gift that they'll love. Check out Enzo's Elements rings and other bestsellers at my special URL, EnzoRings.com/honeydew. And for a limited time, you get 10% off your first purchase of any collection when you use the promo code honeydew. Don't wait. Lock in your holiday orders now and even get one for yourself. For 10% off, that's promo code honeydew at ENSORings.com/honeydew. Look, you know we live in one of the most expensive cities in the world here, Los Angeles. I still rent. Renting's, you know, it's a pain, and it's ridiculously expensive here. And I know you can own a home anywhere else for the amount we pay in rent here. So I want to buy, and I highly recommend, if you do too, checking out the How to Buy a Home podcast. It's an amazing resource for anyone interested in taking steps towards home ownership. The host, David Sedoni, has been helping first-time home buyers like us for years. His How to Buy a Home podcast can help you determine if home ownership is the right investment for you, whether it's now, next year, or in 5 years. Plus, the podcast will arm you with the knowledge to qualify for loans with only 3.5% down, navigate bidding wars, pick the perfect realtor, and so much more. If you want a free playbook for buying your first home, then listen to the How to Buy a Home podcast today. Find How to Buy a Home wherever you listen to podcasts. Like many of you, I am fed up with the insurance we get today. It sucks. You know, I pay almost $600 a month, and it's basically just emergency insurance. I'm still paying $10,000 out of pocket. It's ridiculous. I've maxed out before, and it can be crushing, you know? So when it comes to healthcare, it's important to make sure you're getting your money's worth. So while you're shopping around, don't forget to head to joincrowdhealth.com/fit to find out how CrowdHealth can save you 40 to 60% in healthcare costs each year. It's not health insurance. What it is it's a modern way to pay medical expenses. CrowdHealth is a community of people who are tired of paying into a broken system. Being in the CrowdHealth community can save hundreds of dollars monthly and put thousands of dollars back in your pocket. CrowdHealth gets rid of the insurance middleman and passes the savings to its members. 100% of your monthly membership pays for actual healthcare costs, helping the whole CrowdHealth community stay healthy while keeping more money in your pocket. CrowdHealth is able to offer amazing prices because of its community of health-conscious members, but they have an amazing offer just for my listeners. Get your first 6 months for just $99 a month. That's a savings of almost 50% versus their standard pricing and a lot less than one of those crappy high-deductible plans. Just go to joincrowdhealth.com/99 and enter code HoneyDoIt sign up. That's joincrowdhealth.com/99 Promo code HONEYDEW. Crowd Health is not health insurance. It's a community-powered alternative. Terms and conditions may apply. So you're just for real realizing that
yes,
now? Like, hey, they must have had a hookup?
I've never even thought about it.
What do
I
you
just
think they did that night that they got together? What's your sister's month, birth month?
April.
So what's 9 months before April?
Why do you got to make me do it?
Right?
I can't do the alphabet.
That's four months to January. And then, let's see, July, August.
How can you do that backwards?
August, September, October, November.
Oh, you're not doing
August,
it.
September, okay. October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May. No, so July. 4th of motherfucking July.
4th of July. Fireworks, baby.
They got together. That's fireworks.
Yeah, ew. That's definitely what it was. Well, I was conceived on, they must like holidays because my birthday's September 25th, which is 9 months after Christmas Day.
There you go.
So they love a holiday.
They do. They love a good holiday.
They love a good holiday
bang.
Fuck.
So they fuck, and then your sister comes out 5 years later. Okay, when you say they're separated, you guys are living in different places too, right?
Dude, no. I mean, I don't know. I can't remember.
What?
I can't remember. If they're...
Who did you live
with? He was living with us when my sister was born. But they were already filed for divorce. Mm-hmm. I think they were like
separated.
Separated and maybe trying to figure it out again.
Sure.
I think that was the case.
One night maybe or whatever it is.
And then they're like, now we have a kid.
And then I think
a year after my sister was born. Oh, no.
That's when it was officially this is when things
get juicy. So, yeah, after my sister was born, I was five. This is what it is. I'm just high. I'm so high.
You knew all your fight stories inside.
I was like, yeah, this one I block out.
Yeah, I would imagine.
This is worse than a black eye. Yeah, my sister was about one, and my dad, who's a fisherman, when you're a commercial fisherman, you leave for like a while at a time. Like he would go to like Puerto Rico and go fishing and stuff like that. Or wherever it was legal. My mom met my stepdad out one night while he was gone fishing.
I see.
Yeah, okay. She was a cheater. And I remember...
So mom cheated, at least that we know of first.
And I remember I knew nothing about it. Like, I'd never seen him before, but there was one morning when I walked into my mom's room and there was someone with really long hair in my mom's bed, and I thought it was a woman. And I was like, who's that? And my mom was like, it's your aunt, who didn't have long hair. So it was just kind of confusing. And
How old were you?
See, this is, I feel like
you
I must have been like,
that, huh?
Yeah, I must have been like not seven, eight.
It's your aunt.
Seven or eight, maybe. And I was just like, this kind of doesn't make sense. Yeah. And then my dad came home and I remember they were arguing and he was like, Kim, have you seen anyone here? And I was like, That lady that was here with the long hair was my aunt, right? And that's like how I said it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And he was like, oh, really? And I remember him being like, oh, really? Your aunt was here. And he was like, it wasn't like anything bad. But like, I remember that moment of him being like, I was like, oh, I think I sold her out. But good. I remember being like, but good.
Why? Did you have a favorite then?
No. I just was like... You're lying. You know when you're a kid and you're like, you're not supposed to lie.
Yeah, right.
Of course you should get in trouble.
So what happens then?
Then they get a divorce. My mom meets my stepdad. And my mom and my... Well, first of all, my family... You should meet my mom and my aunt now. They're bad. They're bad.
What do you mean? Tell me.
There's something wrong with... I don't know what happened with them when they were younger. But if you ask my cousins, like... I didn't realize that I had like a crazy childhood until like I came out to LA and I would like do or say things and they'd be like, no, that's not normal. No, other families don't do that. My mom and my aunt got into a fist fight with women 3 months ago.
How old are they?
They're in their 50s.
I love
They're in their 50s.
What are they fighting over?
My stepdad. My mom and my stepdad have been trying. Now, these two get together. These two motherfuckers hate each other.
Okay, so hold on. Let's go back for a second. Your mom cheats on your dad.
With my stepdad.
The stepman, the guy with the long hair.
And these motherfuckers fight.
Do they get married, though?
Yes.
You call him your stepdad.
And I think 10 years after they meet, they get married.
Okay, but he's in your life now at this point?
Yes.
from that moment.
And I don't like him.
Okay.
And I never, and I don't like him. I instantly remember all that shit. I realize he's the same person from the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And it makes me not like him.
Right.
And my sister's like a baby.
Are you living with your mom when they split?
I'm living with my mom, yeah.
Okay. And how often are you seeing your dad?
Now my dad turns into a weekend dad.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's also fishing sometimes too. So he's like
gone.
Yes. And I think that there's like a lot of like, my mom's trying to make my stepdad my dad type thing.
Right.
You know? And I do not like my stepdad at this point. The first time we met, we played Break the Ice and he aggressively, I don't know how to explain my stepdad's personality, but do you know the brother from Step Brothers that has the family in the car?
Yeah.
That's how my stepdad is.
Got it.
So I remember the first time we met, we played Break the Ice and he really won. Like I'd never had an adult be like, yeah, like.
Talking shit.
Yeah, dude, but like really from his heart, not even like, you know, sometimes I talk shit to kids to like make them better people. Mm-hmm. But this was like, he really was happy that he won against me. And I was so offended that I was like, in my head, I'm a kid and I'm like, you're an adult. You shouldn't be winning this hard against me. I understand. And he didn't get that. And I didn't like him from then on. It became like a whole thing. And we didn't get along at all growing up. We get along better now.
Okay. So he's still.
Because I'm gone.
He's still with your mom though?
They just got a divorce.
Wow. Okay.
A few months ago. And this is where the
fight comes in.
This is where the fight comes in again. But the fight's been there. But they're just together for years. They fight all the time. They don't really like each other. And it's like, it is what it is. And I'm like, for me, I was like, okay, this is how people's lives are. And then I would go to my friend's house and I'd be like, oh, your parents don't like, they like each. I'd see their parents kiss and I'd be weirded out. I'd feel like it was something inappropriate, like I wasn't supposed to look.
Isn't it? That's what I went to people's houses all the time, like, oh, your mom gives you hugs? Huh.
Yeah.
Fucking weird. Nobody's over here yelling at you?
Yeah.
Wait, you didn't just get a shoe thrown at you because you didn't put it over there by the door? Like, yeah. Like, that cup doesn't come flying at your head because you left it in the sink?
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I go away to college and they're just still together. There's not much story. They're just together and fighting for years. But they're trying to break up constantly. Since I'm in high school till now, they've been trying to break up. They keep getting back together, keep breaking up, keep getting back together. The whole family knows. It's a thing. That's what they're known for, is like they always break up and get back together. And my stepdad has a band.
What's he play?
He's the lead singer.
Oh, yeah. Can he sing?
Yeah, he can sing.
He can sing.
Well, he can sing. I don't know if he can sing now. He used to be able to sing years ago, but okay. I don't really listen anymore. But he does. He has a band. They like book like local.
Are they good? Are they all right? Are they a cover band?
They're a cover band.
Okay.
They sound like good. Like if you know my town, they sound good. They're like perfect for my town.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's a small town. They do the right songs. People dance, people have fun, people get drunk, but it's also like old motorcycle bars. Like it's shit like that. So he has a band. So this becomes a huge problem when they break up because my stepdad goes out and there's like old drunken groupies in our hometown. And my mom keeps showing up. This is currently. My mom just keeps showing up to his band things and being like, and bringing a bunch of friends. So it's fun. So he always calls me. He's like, I don't know how to tell her to stop. Cause then when she doesn't, she like brings a bunch of people. She makes she's so smart and so manipulative. So she knows how to get there and how to be welcome. Mm-hmm. Like if she brings enough people, the whole band's going to be like, yeah, have her keep coming. She makes it like a party. But she does it so she can make sure that he's not talking to girls. So one night, he doesn't invite her to a show. And she's like, that's weird. So she goes out with her sister. And whenever they're out drinking together, they're like criminals, dude. Anything can happen. I just wait for a phone call from jail. Like, it's like.
You've had that?
Yeah.
All right, we're coming back to that.
I mean.
I want to hear
just
this.
Just no, I mean, like, I've just had people in my family going to jail. But yeah, you're going to hear it. This is what it's leading up to. But my mom and my aunt are out. And, oh, I should tell you, my aunt starts dating the bass guitarist from the band.
No.
So now
no.
They're both being crazy. It's not, and the
They're both dating guys in the band. Yes. I love it.
And the guy in the band and my aunt fight all the time, too. I think the guy in the bass guitarist is on meth. And it's a huge problem with them, obviously.
Yeah, that would be.
He's wearing my grandpa's jewelry that he stole on his neck. And is like, and is denying that it's my grandpa's. We have to look at it every fucking day while he's got no teeth playing the bass guitar. And my, and like.
Wearing it in front of you.
Dude.
That's ridiculous.
So.
It says Larry on it, man. Your name's fucking Kenny, goddamn. That ain't sure.
Right. It's still on it's my grandpa. She starts dating the guitarist and they start showing up to the shows together. It's a huge problem. There are constantly problems and then affects the band. Now the band's fighting.
Sure, yeah.
These two sisters are coming in and causing issues. So my aunt and my sister get a call one night that the guys had a show, and after the show, these two young girls came back to my stepdad's house, which my mom's moved out at this point and living in an apartment complex. This is a few months ago.
Who's calling? Who's the tip?
I don't know. They got tips. Right. It's a small town.
Yeah.
It's a small town.
They got their feelers.
They got
out.
A hotline. Yeah. Dude, you can't go nowhere without these bitches coming. We call them the storm. Me and my cousin call them the storm because it feels like the wind picks up. Like when they're on their way, like the wind picks up. Like, have you ever had the eye of the storm where it's like eerily calm?
Yeah, right in the middle
of it. Dude, we're like, the storm's coming. Me and my cousin will say it. Like, even when we were like 10, 11, when they were about to get crazy, we're like, the storm's about to break. I smell a storm of brewing. My cousin's one of, me and my cousin, I think it made us funny seeing our moms. Our moms were 21 and 22, or my aunt was 19 or 20 when she had my cousin, which could have almost been Vanilla Ice's because she, long story. Wait. It was either this dude or Vanilla Ice. Yeah.
It was. Wait. Your cousin, yeah. There was a moment where possibly Vanilla Ice could have been her dad.
The best way I could bully my cousin growing up was going up to him and going, Ice, Ice, baby. I would do it and he would get so pissed. He would chase me and try to hit me and be like, stop.
You're Vanilla Ice, baby.
Yeah. So my aunt was 19.
So
my
it
mom
wasn't
was,
him? It wasn't
no,
him?
No, 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 no. We found the guy. It was a local band.
Okay.
A guy in a local band who we could never find again because there was no internet. And then we found him on Facebook a few years ago.
A few years ago?
Like 8 years ago.
You tracked her dad down?
My cousin's dad, yeah.
Oh, his dad.
Yeah, his dad, yeah.
Okay, we'll come back to that. We're still, the storm's just about
the
to hit.
The storm's a brewing. So they get the tip. So they get the tip. And what my sister tells me, my sister Haley is like very sweet and very normal and shouldn't even be in our family. She should be off with a nice white family somewhere, you know, experiencing a good life with a fence and a dog.
Just coming from a white family, that shit doesn't. Ain't like that.
Not you guys either?
Nah.
Okay.
Not this yard.
Okay.
I mean, there is no fence you can walk right over. You know?
Wash the nails.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So my sister Haley tells me that my stepdad and his friend do bring a couple girls over. And she was like, but everybody was just having a good time. Like, they're all drinking.
She's there. She still lives there.
My sister lives there. She's still in high school at this point. Mm-hmm. And she's like, dad even brought them out blankets and pulled out the futon so they could pass out on it. And at this point, the futon's pulled out and my stepdad's made a bed. So if the girls do feel like they need to stay, they didn't feel like they needed to stay with him. And my sister was like, dad was being so nice to them, blah, blah, blah. And then my mom and my stepdad come through the door.
Stepdad?
I mean, my mom aunt come through the door. My mom has a key still. She refuses to give up the key. So there's no, you never
know. He won't change the
locks. The storm can come. No.
Yeah,
and
anytime.
He likes it. I think he likes it.
He must.
Dude, he's like, it's like he's into it. And because the fact that we've been telling him for 10 years. My sister's been like 10 years old and be like, get a restraining order, you idiot. Like, we've all been like, moron, stop. But he likes it. So she comes, beats. My sister is like, they just started beating up the girls.
Wait, these girls are laying on a futon?
No, they're just sitting in the back porch having a nightcap.
And
music's playing. My stepdad and the basses are giving them a little
encore. And they just start getting their
encore,
asses kicked.
And they just start getting their asses kicked by these two old Puerto Rican women who are just drunk as fuck. Like,
hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy.
Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a 1-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
I don't know if I should be telling the story. My sister says that what she sees, she comes out of the room, she sees my aunt and my mom each have a girl by the feet, and they're dragging them out, and one girl's reaching for her shoe. My sister goes and runs and gives it to her. Drag them out and throw them, lock the door on the girls that didn't, they were waiting for their keys. My sister had to sneak their keys out to them. They were hiding. Like, it was, it must have been like Get Out for them. They're like hiding behind the car waiting for their keys to get. They don't know. They had no idea a storm was a brewing.
That's just the beginning. I'm sure your stepdad got a fucking bunch of it too. Oh my God.
I don't know what happened the rest of the night.
Oh God.
But that was bad. That was a bad one. And so, you know, after that, my stepdad was like, this is crazy. You know, they didn't see each other for a little bit, but then they always do this thing. And they're like, we're friends. We've been, because they've been together since I was five. I'm 30. I'm about to be 31. So they've been together for 26 years, a very long time. So they're also in love. So, I don't know how. They show it weird. They've showed no affection, but they do love being around each other. I don't understand it. It's a weird toxic love is how I see it. and I think they're both just afraid to like leave or change. They're both two people that are super scared of change. I remember my stepdad being like, because he was getting paid for his spot. And he was like, oh yeah, we get paid a few $100. And I do just a few around. He was like, I'd love to do this like as my career. And I was like, why don't you just book more places and then quit your job? Just maybe make a little less. But if you love doing this, you don't like doing your job, just like sacrifice a little bit of money and just do this forever. You've been working forever. And he's like, no, I could never. And I'm like, but if you get paid, why not? And that's the way I see things. But I think they're both like very set in their ways and glad to be together. but they don't see each other for a while.
Independently codependent, but all toxic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my mom's doing this thing where like they officially signed the divorce papers. It takes so long. Me and my sisters are like, we're cutting you both off until you sign the papers. You can be together, but we're not going to talk to either of you. We're all sick of it. At this point, we're all sick of it. Yeah. We're like, put them all in jail.
Right, yeah.
Please, get them out of our face. And they still see each other. They just like can't stop seeing each other. And my mom has a boyfriend, and she's still going to my stepdad's shows. And
do they still hook up?
I don't know. Probably is what I'm guessing.
But your mom has a boyfriend. Does he have a girlfriend now?
He doesn't have a girlfriend. She doesn't let him have a girlfriend, but she has a boyfriend.
Because she'll come over and chase the bitches out of the house.
He tried to have a girlfriend and she...
He tried
to have a girlfriend, and my mom found her phone number and called her and I think threatened her. So, it's not funny. It's abuse. It's abuse. She's abusing him. Abusing him.
It is abuse.
She's abusing him.
But look, if you take it for 20 years, you get what you deserve.
But if you were saying that to a woman, it'd be horrible.
It would be horrible. But also, if you stayed for 20 fucking six years of any person, I don't care what sex you are or what you identify as.
You gotta go. It's
you gotta fucking go.
Yeah, it's time to go.
Okay, I'm in no way saying that someone should do this to you. But if... You know, I don't know, maybe 5 years, you know, what's your limit? It ain't a year for me, you know, but 26 years, he is definitely going to keep getting it.
6 months is my limit. 6 months is like the farthest I'll go now.
How about just simply changing the locks? That'd have been something.
If he would have changed the locks, it would have saved him.
Not letting you in.
Nope.
Windows breaking, whatever. Then the police come. Then you don't have to worry about it. Yeah, exactly. There you go. I got a peaceful night's sleep.
There you go.
Except for that window.
Except for the window.
So tell me about your locating your cousin's father then. Did he not know or would he just bounce?
Well, before this happens, my mom finds my stepdad recently at his show. And she texts me when I'm on my way to Joshua Tree. This is the last part. She texts me because sometimes I just don't answer. She's too much. She texts me, emergency. And I'm like, fuck, this is it. Someone's died. I always wait for that call, you know. And I answer and she's like, oh my gosh, your stepdad's in jail. And I was like, what happened? And she's like, well, I went to a show. And I was like, that's it. I don't want to hear it. And she's like, well, he pushed me down. And I'm like, good. He should beat you up. You are stalking him. Literally, I was like, you should be in jail. Stop stalking him. He should have beat you harder. Am I wrong for that?
I mean, you can say
it. You can only stalk a man for so long.
Yeah, 26 years.
26 years.
All he did was shove you down.
Please.
Just go.
Please. Go. Yeah. He should have shoved you down a few times. And
why did he shove her?
Because she showed up and probably was being crazy.
And he just couldn't show. Take it anymore.
No, he's just trying to do his show, man. He just works
hard. He's trying to sing my Black Eyed Peas shit.
He works a 9-to-5 and he just wants to do a show at the country club down the street. Please. And live in peace. Let the man live.
So he ends up, all the time, he ends up going to jail, huh?
Dude, he gets the brunt of it.
Your mom's beating people and everything
else. So ever
else.
Since then, we cut my mom off and now she's like, I want to change. She's decided to go. She says she's gone sober. She hasn't drank. She's off antidepressants. And she's going to do an ayahuasca trip.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So we'll see how that goes.
We'll see how that goes.
I was like, what? You should just try therapy. And she's like, nah, ayahuasca's therapy in one weekend. That's exactly what she said.
I believe it. Yeah, nah, I'm just going to do all that work in 2 days.
Yeah, my therapist is like, she doesn't want to do the work. That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Healthy. But yeah. So my cousin's,
Your cousin's dad.
Mm-hmm.
So was he just a musician that bounced early on, or did he not know that he ever got, I mean, imagine.
He had no idea.
Really? He didn't know it?
Mm-mm.
Was he not a local guy?
It was a one-night stand.
And he was out
there. They were touring in Puerto Rico. They were like, my aunt described them as like an up-and-coming band that like everybody knew. And my mom and her.
They got a thing for the bands.
The Storm
huh?
loved the bands. I see my mom pictures of with my mom with
the Storm loved the band.
Pantera. Rage Against the Machine. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what were you doing after hours sitting at a pool table with Rage Against the Machine? She's like, oh, they were my friends. I'm like, were they your friends? Or were you fucking them?
Yeah.
they went to go see a local band, and I think my aunt had a one night stand. Then the band left, and I think that probably wasn't easy to locate a touring band
with no internet
in 1989.
So what? How did you find him? Was he looking for him?
I love that
it was either this guy or Vanilla Ice, too. I love it. The musicians.
You know, and right now I am one of Vanilla Ice's, someone that works on his tour. I don't know if he's like an assistant or something. He follows me and all the time he'll invite me to things, but I'm just like always busy when he invites me or I'll be gone. He's like, come to the Vanilla Ice thing. And I want to just to tell him that he was almost my cousin's dad.
Almost my cousin's dad.
It was you or another dude. My cousin just starts asking questions about his dad and me and my cousin grew up together. Like my mom, and her sister, like, always bought houses next to each other. Or they, you know, we lived in, like, what are those things that are, like, split? The
townhouse?
Yeah, something like that.
Or duplex.
Duplex.
We'd live together?
Yeah.
So the storm stayed together.
The storm never stops a brewing, dude. It never ends.
It's under the same roof.
Yeah, that's how they get electricity. When they're together, it's me and my cousin. Now that we're adults, you should see our faces. We're like, ugh. These two. So me and my cousin were super close. When we started getting like MySpace and stuff, I think my cousin or my aunt found a clipping in her childhood stuff of the tour, and she could never remember the guy's name.
Wow,
really?
Because
it was just one night, and she found a clipping of the band. She remembered the name of the band, and it had the guy's name in it. And then so we started looking up. I think at that point I had Facebook, MySpace? Facebook. I think it was Facebook. And I started looking him up, and I couldn't find anyone. So then I just started using his last name, and I started just sending my aunt and my cousin a bunch of people that could look like my cousin. And we found this one girl who looked just like my cousin.
No way.
Yes. I like way deep down in all of – and the last name was kind of specific. It was like Italian. And so it was like mostly in one area, and we found one girl that looked just like her, and they contacted him, and it was the guy. And that we
no
asked
way.
Her if her dad was this guy's name and if he was in this band. She said yes, and it was him. And then they
and he was floored to he had no idea.
He had no idea. He had a wife and kids. They live in Jersey. Really nice Italian family.
He did a DNA test and everything.
And then he sent over a DNA test.
Wow, good.
My cousin did a DNA test and it matched. And then he bought him like right away a plane ticket to come see him and meet him. And my cousin was so happy because he had wanted a dad his whole life. And
yeah.
Now he has this guy who's like a great guy and telling him he wished
story.
He knew the whole time.
Yeah,
and
that sucks.
It's super sweet. He got to meet his grandfather who passed away, I think, a year later. So
that's nice. Mm-hmm. How old was your cousin when he finally met his dad?
17 or 18.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Wow. All right. So there's plenty of time left.
So now they go every year and see him. My cousin has almost three kids now, 2.5
kids. Does his father know about how bad the storm is? And
no, I think they leave him out of it. You know, I think my cousin's done a good job of being like,
your aunt never talked to him or said hello.
I think they talked on the phone or FaceTime. She didn't go with him to meet him. I don't think that's necessary, but she did. Like, you know, they contact each other, and it's nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
it's
really
great story.
Mm-hmm. It's super sweet.
So you said your mom is a narcissist and your dad's an alcoholic. I want to hear more of this shit.
This is good. I feel like I should be paying you for this.
You're good, girl.
You guys get deep on this podcast, huh?
I love it. Yeah.
I mean, my dad, like I said, he's like Frank Gallagher from Shameless. Like, I remember, I think a few Christmases ago, he comes over every Christmas because there, him and my stepdad. At one point when my mom moved out, my dad moved this pop-up camper that my mom and my stepdad let him borrow a pop-up camper. And he had it in this campsite. He was living in it. And
that was his house?
That was his house. And my dad's just, if you ask me where he lives right now, I think a boat. I think he is fixing a
is
boat.
Is he still and he lives fish on it. Or is he retired
he,
now?
He just
or?
Bought a boat. With his pandemic
money.
Stimulus,
his stimmy,
he had no unemployment. And then I helped him do it, and so he got like 3 months back pay at uh-huh. once. So he got like $15,000 and went and bought a boat. He'd never had that much money at the same time, so he went and bought a boat, and now he's naming his boat the Nancy Pelosi.
People are going to sink that down in Florida.
But it's Pelo S-E-A.
That's hilarious.
Where was I going with him? Oh, yeah. So he comes over during holidays and hangs out. And he even moved in with my stepdad at one point. The pop-up camper got destroyed in a storm. And a lightning bolt hit a tree. This is what my dad said.
Yeah.
A lightning bolt hit a tree. The tree fell over and it broke the top of the camper. And so he wheels this broken camper back and he's like, I'm going to just keep it here and live in it. And my mom's like, all right. So he spends like Christmas with us, Christmas Eve with us, gets so drunk when Christmas Eve, falls asleep by the fire outside. We wake up on Christmas morning. My mom's like, go wake up your dad in the yard so we can open presents.
In the yard.
I have to go nudge him. It's just like old smoke and like morning dew. I'm like, it's Christmas. Get up.
Santa came.
And he's like, oh, your old dad did it again, huh? It's like, oh, God.
But he's friends with your stepdad?
Yeah, and he's also so funny.
They sound like they're good guys. Like, for them to at least get along.
They're the thing that's fucked up about my family is they're all good people. I know I'm saying horrible things about them, but like they're all trying. They're all really trying to be good people, but they just had fucked up childhoods mm-hmm. too. And yeah. they didn't work on themselves. And that that's wasn't it. Cool when they that's were kids it, yeah. or when they were adults. And now we're in this time where it's like working
Why?
On yourself
when
is
you
the
can
thing.
Just fist fight people.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah. yeah. So they're all trying to be cool, but they're so fucked up, but it also makes them very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not boring at our house, ever.
Good health starts with good habits. Quip makes it easy by delivering all the oral care essentials you need to care for your mouth. The Quip electric toothbrush is loved by over 7 million mouths, and it has timed sonic vibrations with 30-second pulses to guide a dentist-recommended 2-minute clean. It's got a lightweight and sleek design with no worries or bulky charger to weigh you down. Beyond the brush, Quip has everything you need to build a complete routine. It's got anti-cavity toothpaste in mint or watermelon that helps prevent cavities. It's got refillable mouthwash that's 4 times concentrate, plus it's good for you and the planet. With stylish and affordable electric brushes starting at just $25. If you go to getquip.com/honeydew right now, you'll get your first refill for free. That's your first refill free at getquip.com/honeydew. I'm going to spell it for you. GETQUIP.com/honeydew. Quip, the good habits company. It's never too early to start gift shopping for the holidays, especially because today you can save big on a gift they'll use every day, Raycon wireless earbuds. With seamless Bluetooth pairing and a comfortable noise-isolating fit, you can start listening right away and keep listening for hours. The audio quality is amazing, except Raycon starts at half the price. The new everyday earbuds come with 3 new sound profiles to make sure everything you're listening to sounds its best. The Pure Mode, there's the Balance Mode, and they have the bass mode. Raycon offers 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life. There's also a built-in mic, and you can take calls on your earbuds at the press of a button. So this holiday season, get them something they can use for calls or music for work or play at home or on the go. Trust me, you're going to use them every day. Go to buyraycon.com/honeydew today to unlock exclusive deals up to 20% off your Raycon order. But hurry, this offer is available for a limited time only, and you won't want to miss it. That's buyraycon.com/honeydew to unlock up to 20% off your Raycons. buyraycon.com/honeydew. As a parent, there's nothing better than watching your child's imagination in action as they unlock new ways of seeing the world. And Little Passports offers award-winning play-based kits to fuel curiosity through fun, hands-on activities. They'll love the feeling of discovery almost as much as you'll love watching them explore. And whether they're exploring the science of optical illusions or art in Spain, your child will love the feeling of discovering something new every month with a Little Passport subscription. Each month, Little Passport ships kits full of hands-on activities that let your child take the reins in exploring the world around them. So this holiday, give the young explorer in your life a world of adventure. Get 20% off any new subscription with promo code HONEYDEW at littlepassports.com. Order by December 20th for Christmas delivery. Free shipping is included. That's littlepassports.com, promo code HONEYDEW. Make sure you get that order in by December 20th so you get it for Christmas. Free shipping is included. Again, that's littlepassports.com, promo code HONEYDEW. Now, let's get back to the do.
There's always something happening. I went out with my mom one night. I come back home. My mom always has new friends. That's how you know she's toxic. She always got a new best friend. So she's got this new friend. I'm not going to say her name. But she's hanging out with my mom all the time. My mom's like, she's so cool. She's so fun. I think she's kind of annoying, but it's fine. So we're hanging out, and she brings over. She has a nephew who's like a few years older than me. He seems off. He just seems like he's wearing the same clothes I saw people wearing in the early 2000s. He's wearing the back snap cat, the long shirts. He looks like a old Florida pill dealer to me.
Okay. Pill dealer.
And I'm like, I hope she didn't bring her nephew to so we can hang out. So we're all hanging out, and then everything's fine. They go home. The next day, me and my mom are going to downtown together to drink. So we go to downtown. We're all out having a nice drink. So we see my mom's friend and her nephew, and he buys me a drink, and I'm like, okay, it's kind of
ruined. This is recent, right?
This is within the last 2 years. Okay. Yeah, this is a pretty recent story. And they leave. Like, they don't hang out for that long. And me and my mom get pretty drunk at this bar. We're having such a good time. We leave this bar. We go get pizza. We're eating pizza. We're on, and we're walking. We just pay this guy. He's, like, playing guitar on the sidewalk. And we hit this corner.
She loves those musicians.
She loves. She can't stay away.
She can't stay away.
I felt a little thunderbolt when she heard the guitar. It pissed her off. She was like, I wonder what my stepdad's doing. We turn the corner and we see her friend and the nephew making out.
Wait.
Hard making out.
Wait, that lady's making out with her own nephew?
With her own nephew.
No.
And she's like 50-something and he's like 27, 28.
Is this her blood nephew?
Her blood nephew.
Get the fuck out.
And they're hard making out.
Do they see you see them?
Yes.
No.
Yes. We run right into them.
No.
Dude, I have a periscope now. Wineshank says her and her mom watched this periscope like over and over again of the moment me and my mom caught them. And I went live on periscope and we ran away. I go, we just caught my mom's friend making out with their nephew. I was hammered. I'm like telling the whole story. Sarah's like, it's one of the funniest periscopes ever. But like they were making out hard. And then they just looked at us. She grabbed him by the hand and she ran away. And my mom goes, she says her name. I'm going to make up a name. She goes, Anna, it's your nephew. And she just flips us the bird and runs away with him.
Get the fuck out of here.
A couple weeks later, she just comes back over with him.
No.
And pretends.
With him?
Yes. And still pretends it's her nephew and pretends they're not together and hangs out and proceeds to drink with us.
Is it her nephew?
Yes, but they're dating.
Dating. They're not just like doing a weird fucking thing. They're actually a couple.
I think they're always together. I see them like five or six more times. I have to pretend I don't know this. I'm like, it's like weird. It's like oddly like watching weird porn in real life.
Yeah, that is.
Like, I'm watching a sexual tension between an aunt and a nephew.
Are they affectionate?
No.
Not in front of you?
Nope.
Not any sweetier hugs or none of that?
Nope.
They're just rolling together.
They're
aunt
and nephew. He calls her Titi.
That is fucked up.
I went on her Facebook. You know what was disturbing is I went on her Facebook and I saw a picture of him when he was like 10 and her when she was like 25. And she was like, I love my nephews. And I'm like, that's weird.
I'm going to fuck this one in a few years.
Yeah.
Oh,
but I'm
fuck.
Like, that's weird.
That's weird. And to have a relationship, it's like.
It's different if you stumble upon a nephew that you didn't know about.
And I'm not even going to defend this. It's all wrong, but
it's all wrong.
It would be better if that wasn't your blood. If that was like your husband's whatever from that
for
side,
sure.
And you considered
even
that a nephew through marriage, you know,
kind of hot.
Yeah, all right, but not that's like your sibling's child.
Yeah.
That is fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
Man, and then to have her, that's what I'm saying. And it wasn't just like, she's like, I fucked my nephew once. Like, they're having a public relationship in public.
I don't know if this is a really bad detail to add, but he just died.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Did she kill him?
I don't think so. I was probably from, I mean, I would assume drugs, but I don't know if I can say, I don't want to get sued, but I don't.
Well, you can say assumptions.
Yeah. I'm assuming drugs.
So now who's she going to bang? The other nephew?
I don't know.
She might
be running out of family. Yeah.
That is
fucked. Come around and be like, this is my uncle. I'm like, fuck, dude.
Your mom and you. What? Your mom, did you talk to your mom more about that? Like, this is a newer friend, which is what you said, right?
Well, the thing that's fucked up is like when my mom told me, she was like, so-and-so's nephew died. You text me that. I'm like, that's not her nephew. That's someone she fucks. Like,
yeah.
We can't.
You can't keep calling him a nephew.
Dude, no, enough. I'm putting a stop to this.
Her boyfriend.
Her boyfriend.
Who also happens to be your nephew. Like, nephew is second at
this point.
It's
so disturbing to me.
It is fucked up. You guys saw it. That's crazy.
I'll never forget it.
No, that was.
It's like seeing Bigfoot, dude.
Yeah.
It's like seeing Bigfoot.
That is fucked up. All right, tell me. I want to hear about you're a gator, so I want to hear some college stories. You have some college stories?
College stories?
Or gator stories? You have actual gator stories?
I have actual alligator.
You have real gator stories?
I've almost gotten eaten by an alligator. Okay, so when I was younger, I was best friends with this girl in school, and her parents went on like a few vacations a year, and my family didn't. So her parents would always bring, I was the poor brown friend that would go on the vacation with the white friend. I was, I'll tell you right now.
Well, you said your mom's Puerto Rican. What's your dad's?
My stepdad's white.
But what about your dad?
My dad is white as well. His mom was Native American. He's got like very tan skin, okay. But he also like lived in Puerto Rico. He speaks more Spanish than my mom. So when I say white, it almost feels wrong because he's like, he almost seems native to me in a way. Mm-hmm. But he's white. We would go on vacation, and one year we went to this place. It was the Springs, and Florida has these springs that you can like canoe in and swim in, and they're really cool. And I went with this girl's family, and when I was younger, I didn't realize it, but now that I'm older, I know that this woman was an alcoholic, and her husband probably was too, and they drank a lot. But I didn't. I just thought they were really fun when I went on vacation with them. So during the day, the springs are cool, and they're filled with like hundreds of people, and so like it's fine and they're see-through and you can see everything. But there was, this is kind of weird now that I'm telling the story, this is kind of a weird thing to do. We would swim during the day, and then there was one night that we were hanging out with her mom, and her mom was like, let's play truth or dare. And we're like, okay. And she like dare, and she would always dare us to do silly things, like I dare you to run around in your bra around the camper once. And it was like kind of fun and just like cute. Or maybe weird. I don't know.
A little bit of both.
Did I get molested? Oh, no. No, but it was, like, cute. She was just, like, hanging out with the girls, and we'd scream. And she'd be like, okay, you know. She dared us to jump into the spring at night.
Knowing there'd be alligators potentially in there?
There was no alligators during the day. Right. So that's what I that's why I thought she thought it was okay. Mm-hmm. But now that I'm an adult and I live in Florida, I would never even put a child in a dark pool at night because you never know. The gators get in everything.
Right.
So the fact that she dared all of her kids and her kids' friends to jump in.
Not just one person?
All of us to go night swimming, not just jump in and jump out. We brought tubes. We brought like swimming gear. We're snorkel gear. We're going underwater.
Snorkeling?
Dude. In the middle of the night, the moon is out. I'm on this floaty. We all get in. We're like, ah, and she doesn't get in. She's standing from the side. Did this bitch try to kill me?
All of you, she tried to kill.
Did she try to kill us? Hold on. I'm losing my mind right now.
It sounds fucked up. How many kids?
Me, my friend, her little brother, and the two next door neighbors, which grew up with them. They all grew up at the same time. So five children
are
in this water.
And you're all in.
Splashing away. Nobody else. And it is like the size of a lake. It is huge body of water. And the only way to get in is like the stairs. They kind of threw us in over the edge of the wall. So the only way to get out is you have to swim across the lake onto the stairs. Or like someone has to pull you up from like the wall, and it kind of hurts. It scrapes your knee. And we're in the water. I'm in a tube. The kids are all in the water. And I'm in a tube on my stomach. And I'm floating. And I'm just watching the way – I've never been in water at night because my parents didn't want me to die. So I'm watching the way the moon's reflecting on the water. And it's really cool to me. I've never seen that before. So I'm sort of on my stomach. I'm like 10 years old. And I'm like watching. And on the each side of the reflection, I see two yellow eyes.
No.
Two pairs. Probably like – 20 feet away.
You see them? Like the...
Just two glowing... I look at the moon, I look down, and I see two glowing eyes, and they start coming towards me and then go under.
No.
And I see nothing. And I fully panicked. I don't know how I got to that wall so fast. I did this thing. I got to the wall, and I don't know how I balanced. I don't know how this happened. I balanced on this tube. I stood up on it on each side of it without flipping the tube and jumped on the wall and dangled from it until one of them pulled me up and just screaming. And they pull me out, and I'm having like a panic attack. And I'm like, I saw something in water. And they're like, there's nothing in the water. There's no gators in here earlier. And as I'm crying, I'm not breathing. Someone pulls up in a golf cart and he goes, you better get those kids out of there. This place is full of gators at night.
God.
I don't know how I stood up on the tube. It was like halfway inflated. You know those black ones that look like donuts?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking
and
about.
I don't know how I went from my stomach to standing on it just to get away.
Four
eyes, both coming towards me.
And
I swear to
you.
God, and then under. And the second she pulls me out and says that, she was still like drying me off with a towel while I'm crying, and someone pulls up.
And
everyone was still in the water at this
point. Jesus Christ. Yeah, you're
And they
lucky.
Start yanking the kids out of the water.
I mean, every single one of you would have died. If one gator bites, it's over. Everyone's going.
Yeah, they're all coming over.
Jesus Christ.
It's weird.
That is very, yeah. I mean, the bra thing is way less dangerous.
I would wish I would weird, just molest me, dude.
Just touch my titties.
Please, just
on,
touch the, touch my
back.
Newly formed nips if you have to. Don't throw me in the lake.
I don't want to go back.
Could you imagine that, my mother getting that news that I got ate by an alligator in the middle of the night?
Could you imagine babysitting kids and then you're watching all five of them get eaten by alligators and you're fucking right
in
your face?
What if I wouldn't have seen that? What if I would have been playing with the other kids were all splashing behind me. I was being a weirdo in the night looking at the moon reflection.
And you never would have known. They'd have grabbed you and rolled over and it's over for you. You're done. Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is fucking nuts. That lady should not be allowed to babysit children.
Mm-mm.
God damn.
That same day, you know what's weird too? That same day during the day. So the springs in Florida, the where you can swim and stuff.
Where
are
in Florida are you for, when this is?
This, it must be near Gainesville.
Okay.
Because that's where they all are. And I think it was called Wekiva Springs. And it's really cool and beautiful. And there are like springs that are more swampy that you canoe in. And mm-hmm. then they go off into clear springs where like everyone swims, where you can see what's going on. And there's not like the gators don't, this is just what Florida says, the gators don't come out when the people are there. They just don't. They're more scared because there's a bunch of people, which is still kind of weird. But when we were in the canoe area, they made us go on an 8-mile canoe trip. We're like kids, and they did flip the canoe right after we saw an alligator. The dad flipped the canoe and we all flipped over by accident. And this is, I must have had I must have had a will to survive because the canoe fully flipped and I held on to it upside down until they flipped it over again.
And stayed in
and stayed
it.
In the bitch. And they both fell out. And I remember I was like, it like flipped and flew into a bush and I was upside down in this marsh and they like flipped it over. But I'm like, were they trying to kill us? Now that I'm telling this story, were they trying to kill us?
It sounds like it. It fucking sounds like it.
It fucking sounds like I'm going to have to hit up that friend because she hates her parents now.
Oh, really?
I follow her on social media and she just talks about how horrible they are.
On social media?
On social media. And she's like, they're horrible people. They've always been horrible people.
On social media.
On social media, constantly. I have to check on her. I'm like, are you okay? So I'm going to ask her if they tried to kill us and I'll get back to you.
I want to know because that's fucked up.
Because now that I'm retelling the story, I'm like, I would never, there's no way I could, first I wouldn't flip a canoe that we're in.
Right after seeing an alligator.
Right after seeing an alligator.
Let kids swim at night anyway in Florida.
Right after seeing an alligator. Yeah. That was after that they dared
God,
us to jump in the water.
Fuck that. So how is your relationship with your mom now?
You know, I don't know if you grew up with any narcissists, but if you have, you don't really realize it for a long time because they like trick you into thinking that like it's everybody else but them.
Mm-hmm.
And so growing up with my mom, I had a really, really close relationship with her. And then around like 17 or 18, I started to like wise up a little bit. And it got really rocky for a few years. I had like a very great therapy session one time where I was told to just like not even worry about what she's doing, and that has helped a lot.
Good.
And now we get along pretty well, but I am trying to change our relationship from her depending on me as a friend to her like giving her boundaries to be my mother.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm like, you can't tell me that. I don't want to know this about you. And I will just like hang up. And so I'm working on that currently. So our relationship's fine. I mean, it's a work in progress.
Yeah.
So.
And how about your dad? Are you close with your dad?
My dad, I am close with him. Like this is the thing. My dad recently got sober while he was working on the boat. I think he just finished the boat like a week ago. And I know that because he started drinking again. So he wasn't working on the boat for like months and months. And he would call me all the time. And we didn't talk a lot before because he always only called me when he was drunk. And it's not like he was saying anything mean or anything. It's just like he talks too much. And it's like I just don't answer because it's like I don't want to talk to someone that's drunk. It's just not fun.
Yeah.
So it felt like we were getting closer. But now he's drinking again. And now I'm like, if I get a call after 9 p.m., I know it's midnight back home. And I'm like, I don't answer. So we don't talk as much.
I see.
So we're kind of close. I mean, we're friends. Me and my parents, like, I don't have any, like, parents. I have, like, friends. It feels like. Mm-hmm. So.
What about your stepdad? I mean, you say your things are better now. And I caught you saying he actually calls you and tells you about your mom and stuff.
Yeah.
So you have that kind of relationship where he can call you or he just does?
He does to complain. I mean, we don't really have a relationship super close. When I see him, we get along. It's so funny because I get along with any of them because of the work I've done. It's not really like anything that they're doing. So I'm like, yeah, we get along because I choose to. But
I see this meme that goes around a lot that says I go to therapy for the people in my life that won't.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I go to deal with the people in my life that fucking won't do it. Yeah. And learn how to deal with that so I can still have you in my life because you are fucked up and won't do anything about it.
Exactly. That's exactly how I feel. Except fist fight. Yeah. That's exactly how I feel. Totally.
Okay. So after everything we've talked about, because 16 is a pivotal moment, I feel like, in an age for a lot of people, going back and looking at it now, what advice would you give to your 16-year-old self?
Buy Bitcoin.
Yeah.
All of it, dude.
All of it.
Put all of your money into Bitcoin and just wait. That's it. No.
That's it.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a really hard question. I guess, the advice that I would give to any 16-year-old, which would be myself as well, is that, like, everything sucks sometimes and things just get better. And then they're going to suck a little and then they get better. And that's sort of the cycle of life. So don't get too down when things suck.
Right.
Because it's that's just, this well is said. Part of it.
It's all cyclical. It's up and down. And yeah, it just gets...
People get so down when things happen that are bad. And I'm like, oh, aren't you used to this?
Right.
We've all been doing this forever. Yeah. It's fine. It'll be
but
fine.
But also some people, that's one. I remember sitting here, I'm not sure who our guest was. He was like, wow, everything was good. It might have been Brooks Wheelan until like 25 or 27. I was like, wow, you had a decent run. You had a good run, you know, before it all started falling off. It was way before that for us, you know, and you too, obviously. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for coming on and
doing
the show. Will you please promote your everything you want again?
Yeah, of course. I gave you guys my show dates. I'm not going to pull out my phone again, but I'll put them on my social media. You can follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, on TikTok and Instagram at Kim Congdon. I also stream on Twitch. I'm really excited about that. I'm starting to build up my channel. I'm getting a PC. So follow me on twitch.tv/QueenKong1. That's CONG1. If you have Amazon Prime, you can subscribe for free. And I have my own podcast called Broad Topics, TOPIX. You can find that on YouTube, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, anywhere you find podcasts, the Gas Digital Network. And Sarah Weinshank and I are also starting a podcast coming out. So keep a lookout for that.
Yeah.
It's Thicky, Kimmy, and Shank coming to you soon.
I love it.
And thank you so much for having me.
Oh,
this was
welcome.
Really, really great.
I'm glad that you came on. This was a great episode.
Thank you.
As always, Ryan Sickler on all social media, ryansickler.com. We'll talk to y'all next week.